Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? That's the question this podcast asks each week. Will you pray throughout the day for tomorrow's time of worship? Will you set aside some time to pray for the preaching of the word that'll take place during that time of worship? Hello, I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. And this is Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church. Well, we've missed meeting the last two Sundays, and I think it's shown us again just how much we need the fellowship of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We've certainly missed being together. As I said last week on the podcast, it's the last thing in the world we wanted to do was to cancel services, but our entire congregation, just about every family, had somebody that was sick with the virus, and we just felt like it was the safest thing to do, and it was just a decision that had to be made at that time. But we're ready to get started back now, and so we want to start back strong. I want to really encourage you to be there tomorrow if you're over your illness and you're able to be there, then we want to get started back strong tomorrow. We'll be in Acts 16. We're going to pick up right where we left off 3 weeks ago. Paul and his missionary team are on the continent of Europe. They've crossed over the Aegean Sea from Asia, and they're in Europe. They're in the city of Philippi in Macedonia, which is where modern-day Greece is, and much of the Greek Empire back in history is all in that area. They encounter a slave girl in our passage tomorrow who has a spirit of divination. What is that? We're going to talk about that in depth. It's basically fortune-telling, and it's doing it by the power of demons, becoming a voice or a mouthpiece for the devil. And this slave girl that they encounter makes this statement about them. She starts following them around, and she's saying this over and over again. She says, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And so what she said was true. These were true words. She was receiving this from demon spirits, and she was a voice piece, a mouthpiece for the devil as she said those things, but what she said was true. Well, what do you do with an endorsement from the devil? And especially when it's the truth. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll talk about what a lot of people in Christian ministry do when they get an endorsement from the devil. And there are endorsements from the devil that come to certain ministries. And the things that they say about them are lies. And what do you do, though, if you have an endorsement from the devil? We'll see what Paul did and what it led to there in Philippi. And so we're going to preach a message from Acts 16, verses 16 through 24. And the title of the message is going to be The Endorsement of the Devil. And I hope you'll be there to hear this message. We're going to start back, and I do want us to be strong in attendance on this first day back. Let's don't just trickle back over the next month or so. If there's any way you can be in church tomorrow, come be with us, and let's get off to a strong start as we resume meeting. If you're not a member of Grace, someone may have forwarded the link to this podcast to you as an invitation for you to come be with us tomorrow. And I want you to know we would be so glad to see you there when we meet. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. And if you need more information about the church, when we meet, where we meet, you can find that elsewhere on this page, this landing page where you're listening to this podcast, or you can go to gracegrandbay.com. That's our website, gracegrandbay.com. Well, this podcast is available each Saturday morning, and I hope you'll take time sometime each Saturday to listen as we preview the next day's message. And I think it'll help prepare your heart to hear the message and whet your appetite for that portion of the Word of God. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I'm really looking forward to our gathering tomorrow. And when we do gather, let's gather to worship. Let's gather to pray. Let's gather in reverence before our God. Let's gather to seek Him and learn how we can obey Him. And when we are together in worshiping Him, and it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.